The following podcast has been rated Listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick. Alongside me, as usual, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey? Is he here?
Oh, you look just like him. My bad. That's Jeremy Joseph.
Sit up straight when you talk to me, asshole.
Yeah.
How many fucking buttons do you see on this?
Yeah.
I got none. Steve Harvey has a billion.
Yeah, he does.
So, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anyways, Jeremy Joseph. And also another excellent...
What?
No, I'm sorry.
What the fuck do you want?
I just wanted to correct myself to make sure that people weren't confused that... Because you guys look, you know, so much alike that you are Jeremy Joseph, not Steve Harvey.
Every goddamn week you get worse at this.
Also, another great stand-up comedian. We like to call him The Wreck, Mr. Derek Alders.
Jeez, if you're here, who's getting hand jobs from middle schoolers?
I don't know. Your wife.
Yes, my wife is getting a hand job.
Well,
boom!
Yeah.
That's one. They just call it
dropping bomb!
Damn.
They just call it
a good one. It's like, yeah, tell your dad I said thanks.
Yeah, it's probably your mom and stuff.
They changed the name. You know, kids nowadays, they change shit up. That's just what it's called.
Yeah, no shit, they do.
All right, great.
And you chain them up.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Anyways, guys, welcome back to another...
Pizzagate, part two, Scotty's Basement.
To another great episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast, where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports, and very inappropriate jokes that don't have anything to do with sports whatsoever. By the way, this is also an adult podcast where we like to make foul language, or use foul language, and make loud noises, so if that's not your thing, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thank you, good night. But we got a lot of stuff going on. We got probably too much stuff going on. I would say this is probably going to be a long episode. And I'm doing it on purpose just so I can
torture.
Well,
I'm leaving early.
Yeah.
I was going to say, at this rate, no, it won't.
Can I suggest a two-minute time limit per segment?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, yeah, we got some...
Seconded.
You're outvoted.
Damn it.
Oh, no. We haven't taken a vote yet. It's been moved and seconded.
Okay. The motion is approved.
Okay.
All right.
We got the end of the Olympics. We've got...
They call me Hammer Fist.
Right. We got the beginning of the NFL. We got some baseball news as well. We got overrated, underrated questions in preguntas. Got a nice draft. And then, as always, a shitty situation. But before we get kicked off with our week recap, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I actually have a question from a fan that only pertains to YouTube because it's a good question. I actually want to...
How the fuck do we put up with you? Is that the question?
No.
There is no way a fan wrote a good question.
No. This is a serious question.
I'm an open book. I'll answer any and all questions.
Okay. Avis _ Sings wants to know, what is some advice you'd give to someone who wants to try stand-up comedy but lives in a small town with no comedy clubs?
Move, yeah. That's easy enough.
Oh, man.
It really is. Unfortunately, it's one of those businesses where the work will not come to you. You have to go to it. The life of a stand-up comic is a life on the road anyway. So, yeah, you kind of have to go to where the people are.
Yeah.
That or drive and find it and drive back. I mean, if there wasn't a club here, I would have drove to Kansas City.
Yeah. No, you did.
You did perform in Kansas City. I've done that before. Yeah.
So hope that helps you out. I know it's kind of a shitty answer.
Probably not the answer.
It's not the answer you wanted, but I wanted to, you know, I told him I'd help him out.
I know before there was a club here, some of the guys used to do it at karaoke nights at bars.
Yeah.
They'd just say, hey, I don't want to have any music. I'm just going to go up and tell jokes for like 3 or 4 minutes. And they used to do that.
And by the way, just because there's not a stand-up comedy club in your town does not mean that there might not be some sort of open mic comedy. There, most towns of any size, you know, there's some sort of a scene. There's at least a few people trying it, people who organize open mics, you know, there may be nobody there to watch or just a few. They tend to do it on off nights and shit. Mm-hmm. But you can get in some practice at least.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I hope that helps you out there, Arvis. Appreciate the question. But let's get to what we normally do, the week recap, where we like to talk about what happened to us over the last week. So, Derek, go.
That's, happily.
No, I mean, do
am
your...
Am I excused to?
No. What did you do over the last week?
Your wife.
That's mean.
Boom!
See, that's how you do it. Gave her a hand job.
That's fucking true.
Stroked her big old hog.
That's right. Great. Bigger than yours. Mm-hmm. At least that's what she says.
That's not that hard.
So,
but anyway, what'd you do?
She said that too.
Yeah, it's exactly what she said.
Okay.
She called you a limp dick, Scotty.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
Because it's true.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Derek? What'd you do?
I called a bunch of baseball games.
Yep.
Got a little frustrated. Saw some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to see a guy score the walk-off run on a sack fly from second base.
Yep.
Which was pretty crazy. He was probably out, but we won't discuss that part.
Saw a guy with a claw hammer growing out of his asshole. That was really amazing.
That was me. I fell.
He actually fell
awkwardly, and he actually it's removed
took,
now.
He took batting practice with it.
I got to go on the radio.
Yeah.
I was on the AM radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a show called
The
Press
Box. Are you pissed
Box.
Off at video? Because, you know, it killed the radio star.
Yeah. Not at all.
No.
Really, okay. I'm a pretty big video fan.
Fair enough.
Watch a lot of tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice.
But, VHSs?
Betamax.
Oh, nice.
So the only way to go.
It's better quality Jesus video. Christ. I mean, you get a lot higher definition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it makes that cool noise when you put it in.
Absolutely. It's fucking groundbreaking definition. It's like fucking 80p.
Yeah.
So anyway. So yeah, I was on a sports talk radio with Felix Johnson on the Press Box. Mm-hmm. I got to do that. That was a lot of fun. Way funner than this shit. We got to talk about all sorts of different fun things, and I could not cuss, which was different, but I did it.
Yeah.
So Gam Gam would be proud.
Yeah.
And then what else? I started a new job.
Is that what you call your taint?
No.
Yeah,
that's what they call the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Gamma Ray.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Gam Gam for short.
Makes perfect sense.
So I got a new job. I started a job, kinda.
Sort of.
Yes, kind of, sorta.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you quit that then?
I'm giving it a week and a half.
Okay.
Jeremy would work a lot.
I do.
Yeah. Fuck that. Uh-huh. that's what I'm doing now.
I don't do it for a living. I think that makes a lot of difference. If I had to work for somebody doing it, I don't think I'd enjoy it very much.
It's me, and literally it's a friend of mine, so he needed help hanging cabinets, and I was like, I don't know if I'm the guy that should be helping you. I've got a horrible back. I'm out of shape. And he's like, it's nothing over 50 pounds. And I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it. So I went and showed up, and we started talking about shit. And he's like, well, if you want to learn to do this, you can come back Monday and give it a shot. It's hot. And I'm like, okay. So I came back today, and by the time I got done, it looked like I jumped out of a swimming pool or into a swimming pool and got out immediately with all my clothes on. It was fucking hot.
I bet.
So I did that, and I'm going to keep doing that, and hopefully I get better at it. So
right.
That's pretty much what my week was. I had Dickhead over here at the house on Saturday. We watched a UFC fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
That was the most uneventful main event I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Derek Lewis, I think, threw a total of like 9 punches in three rounds.
I didn't even know one was going on. Who was in it?
Derek Lewis and like some French dude.
Yeah. It was for the interim heavyweight title.
GSP?
No.
GSP. That's like whenever you think of what I'm thinking.
Yes, that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. Bill Murray had that in Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm. some wavy lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much what I did.
Yeah.
Nothing too exciting. Laid low after vacation, so.
No, it makes perfect sense. I wish I would do that more often.
I wish you'd do that a lot more often. Maybe just diss the fuck appear, Scotty. That'd be a good thing.
Thanks, buddy.
Uh-huh. I know a guy.
Yeah, I know. So I actually went to one of the Wind Surge games that you were calling.
I did an awesome job. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You did. You do. I'm not going to lie. I got to go hang out with my brother, who's another favorite guest on this show whenever Derek decides he doesn't want to show up.
Which is every day. I just sometimes just keep coming back for
I just
more.
Keep paying you under the table. Don't tell Jeremy.
Under the table. You mean those hand jobs?
Yep.
You got real good. I got real good at giving those to your wife.
Yeah.
Boom.
Great.
Just keeps dropping bombs.
I know. Speaking of dropping bombs, how is your wife, Scotty?
Good. And I'm in trouble for that. But anyway, moving on.
I don't want Scotty to get divorced. That's the only pleasurable part about him, is his wife is delightful.
But anyway, that and apparently we shared a TikTok that was overrated or underrated, and it was softball. Men's league softball. Holy shit, some people's feelings were hurt. My God, the audacity. I mean, like, some of the shit they were saying, like, coming from three guys that are overweight that couldn't hit a fucking softball. Bullshit. All right? I played college baseball, and you're basically playing soft toss with $2,000 bats. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
And they they probably hit their wife.
They probably do. Mm-hmm. God. And like,
had a bad game. Beer league. Wife comes to work the next day with a black eye.
Right.
Like, what happened? Husband lost at softball.
Not to mention, do you know that there's men's league baseball, too? Play a real fucking sport.
There's fast pitch softball.
Motherfucker, we went to state in Class C last year. Both summer and fall league, motherfucker. Don't fuck with me.
Like, come on. You know why we're making fun of you. Okay, other than that...
wasn't good enough to play real baseball after college, so I said, fuck it, let's start a softball team.
Right, right.
I got a goddamn $4,000 D'Addario bat, motherfucker! I got a slow-pitch softball catcher's mitt, that's how hardcore I am!
It's a DeMarini, but whatever. But yeah, that
there's
was...
There's also a D'Addario.
Okay. But that was... yeah, you're right. That was my week. So, Jeremy, what'd you do?
Lots of shit, good. Actually.
Lots of shit.
Let's see. Saturday morning, I got up very early, 5 o'clock a.m., and me and Dan the Man went fishing.
Oh,
nice.
I hadn't been fishing in 5 years, probably.
For chicks or for puss?
Both.
Oh.
We caught fish.
Okay.
Fish leads to puss.
Yeah, Dan.
You show enough fish with your PS5 controller?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep. Dan's got him a nice little spot. He got a buddy with a private pond. And yeah, you go out there in the morning. We had a lot of fun. We caught a lot of bass, a couple of perch. But I caught a 3.5 pound, a little over 3 pound, 9 ounce bass.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that big?
Yeah, if you're weighing them.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was, I caught two that would have been like state limit keeper size,
okay.
And that one was the biggest. He said that's the biggest one he's ever seen pulled out of there. Most of them were just little, like, 8-inch long bass,
yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Good.
And we had breakfast together, and I helped him trim some trees. We had a nice day.
Yeah.
Me and Dan, we held hands.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, and then we had a house guest on Saturday evening, a lady who my wife went to school with in Japan. Like every 5 years, that class gets together for a reunion.
Yeah,
but they weren't able to with COVID.
Oh.
So she's actually taking an extended vacation and just kind of going all across the country and visiting the people that she wanted to visit. By the way, she went to school on a military base. That's why she's in the United States, not Japan.
Oh, I was
going to
say.
Going to see classmates.
Need to build that wall in the ocean.
So I had to listen to those two cackling hens go at it all night. And
were they speaking English?
They were.
Oh, good.
Her friend is half Japanese, half black, so worst of both worlds. And
she had to sit in the back of the rickshaw?
Yeah. She did. She's the Loza Parks.
That's fucking awful.
It sure is. I don't know why you brought it up, but
welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, she's a very nice lady. In fact, I had given you guys some custom sewn masks when the.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is she the one that made those?
She's the one that made those. Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
But okay. You know how when people are talking in the background and you're just completely tuning them out?
Uh-huh.
And then somebody will say something that is so jarring that it just pierces all the distraction.
100%.
And that's all you can fucking hear? She did that. This gal, her name's Annalise. She said...
Annalise. That's what she likes to be. That's how you pronounce it.
Annalise, huh?
Annalise.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Annalise. No, she said that while she was on this trip, was the first time she'd ever eaten at an Applebee's.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. I stopped in the middle of my show. I said, what? How do you not go to one by accident?
Well, it depends. If it was after nine, then she ate at the bees.
The bees, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. But no, that was the oddest thing I think I've heard in a long time. I still don't believe it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's true. And so that happened. And then she left Sunday morning. My wife got really sick. I don't know what exactly happened with her. She had like a 24-hour virus or something.
Hmm.
Got sick for a day. She's feeling fine now. And then on Sunday evening, watched Suicide Squad.
I liked it.
I didn't hate it. It was way better than the first one.
Mm. Okay.
DC just doesn't make as good a movie.
I don't think it was supposed to. I think it was supposed to be more funny and cheesy than it was.
No shit. With that fucking villain, the main bad guy, that was fucking retarded. But
I'll never watch it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but some of these people will. But, I mean, all in all, it was okay. Am I the only one who, by the way, doesn't give a fuck about the character of Harley Quinn? Because
no, I do.
She's kind of nice to look at.
Yeah. She's nice to look at, but they like try to make her personality like Deadpool.
Yeah.
And they fail. Bad. And
boom! Yeah.
By the way, guess who's back?
I know. Fucking Pen. Quit it.
Squeaky Pen guys here.
No, I hate that damn thing. Ugh. I did watch.
He's going to be here all episode long.
I'm going to tackle fucking Jeremy. But no, I did watch Jungle
Cruise.
You're
going to tackle fuck me?
Yeah.
God damn. You're really into it hardcore.
Anyway, I did watch Jungle Cruise. Have you seen that yet?
No, yep. I haven't.
I have.
How's it?
I say I loved it.
I liked it a lot.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, you
did it remind you of Pirates of the Caribbean?
100%. That's exactly what I said over and over again.
It's got so much about it that I think I would hate, but I saw the previews for it and it looks all right.
Yeah, it I thought it was great. I've watched it 5 or 6 times already.
Is it?
Oh, that's for not streaming? That great.
Yeah, once you get it on Disney Plus, you can. I mean, you own it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was theater release only. Okay.
No, it's on Disney Plus.
That's why the chick's trying to sue Disney.
Yeah.
Because she would have made a whole lot more money if she would have got the percentage.
Her contract specified box office sales.
Ooh, that sucks for her.
I think she's probably going to win.
And the chick, what the fuck's her name, from Cruella. Same thing with her. Emma Watson, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think, no. Stone. Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Emma Stone. That's it. Yeah, she's suing too.
Good for her.
So,
but no, highly recommend it. Yeah, the comparison I would give it, it would be only the first Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do you got to pay that premium price?
Yep.
To get okay,
$30.
But then it's yours.
Then it's yours.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that was our weeks.
I was working the other day in the booth, and we had a WNBA player throughout the first pitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had that, and she came up in the booth. She, very nice lady, and very very pretty. And so the guy that works, my boss in the control room, he goes, he's talking to her, and he goes, hey, do you mind if I get a quick picture? I'm a big WNBA fan. And he gets
that's what a lie sounds like.
No, hang on, it gets better. So he gets a picture with her, and then he's like, well, it's very nice meeting you. I have a friend that plays in the WNBA, and he talked to her about that for a minute, and then she walked out. And I go, wow. I go, big WNBA, huh? Big WNBA fan? He goes, yeah. I said, well, that's the first and last time I'll ever hear that fucking statement. I started with women's basketball. If you're not a fan of women's basketball, you just don't know basketball. I'm like, I know basketball.
Oh, God.
I don't want to see 35 to 33
for
the final in double overtime.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, it's awful. It's hard to watch that shit.
Yeah, I can't. I didn't even know it was still going.
I didn't either.
Did you give her a hand job?
Yeah, I had to use both hands. I gave her a hands job. Yeah.
How tall was she?
I was taller than she was.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm not very tall.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, 7'4", right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
In her bra. Whatever that means.
Liar, liar.
Mm-hmm.
It was the weight from Liar, Liar. 100 pounds.
Yeah, we know where it comes from.
Way to just keep that comedy train moving.
Boy. Okay, thanks, man.
All aboard!
Okay.
Next up, Funny Town.
Okay. Well, before
guys, it's not a real train.
You don't know what
I go. I don't know. I'm just trying to do a Scottish style joke. Okay.
That's what we need to get now.
Guys, that's what they call a euphemism, guys. That's what that is.
Oh, fuck those kazoos. We need those little wooden train whistles. You remember those as a
kid? I keep
forgetting
to bring my goddamn kazoo.
You got to get a train whistle
now. I can make you those. Now that you're a woodworker, you could too.
No, no, I couldn't.
But before we get on to the sports part of the episode, let's get to our sponsor for today's episode. Do you ever just have a lot of tangles and braids going on in your ball sack with your pubic hair? Do you have that issue? Well, there is a company that makes an excellent product.
Are you
going
to give us time to answer?
Okay.
God damn.
Okay. Jeremy, how about it?
No, because I got Manscaped. I got the Lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah. But then now they have the 4.0, so you need to upgrade.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I feel so lacking.
What's the difference between
and blinded? Oh, man, they got the adjustable LED light.
They sure do.
Yeah, dude. And
it's like hitting the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
High beams and low beams on your nipples. And
yeah.
No, car. That's what it's like. And, you got full control over that. The 3.0, I turned the light on and just felt so out of control. It's like trying to drive on ice with that light. This, you've got full autonomous control over the brightness, or at least several settings. Three, at least. Minimum three settings.
Yeah.
Can you turn it off?
Yes.
Because I'm tired of wearing a welding mask in the shower.
I'll tell you what I did with mine is I ended up going and getting the 4.0, and I have duct taped it to the top of my pistol.
Nice.
That way, if somebody breaks in the middle of the night, I just turn on the old Manscaped, and then I can see where they're at.
Oh, you duct taped the 3.0? Because now you got no more use for it, and it's got that fully bright LED.
Right.
I would have duct taped the 4.0 onto the top of the 3.0. So you could still use the 3.0, but you got the control over that LED there.
Yeah, but it gets really heavy because I got my 3.0 duct taped to my 2.0.
And then you got your cock in the other hand, so it gets real heavy.
That's great. But they also have a couple of other products that we like. Derek talked about last week about, the ball deodorant.
Yep.
It's getting hot out there, kids. So
Very hot out there.
I wish I knew what it was like to wear those boxers, those boxer briefs in the heat.
They're unbelievably
comfortable. I'm sure that they would be.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could get them past my thigh. The one fucking thigh.
I put the T-shirt on.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Katie about shit herself. Laughing so hard.
You look like one of those, the Pillsbury dough shit? Like, what do you break it out of a can? Fuck you. It's such a dick. Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
Last stop, Funnyville.
You suck. But they also have the Weed Whacker as well. The Weed Whacker to help you get the
You're like
hair.
The Jesse James of the comedy train. You just rob whatever the fuck is on there. And you leave everybody just hopeless.
Yeah, I do.
You should wear a fucking bandana from now on.
Okay, next episode I will. They also have the Weed Whacker, which is for your nose hair and your ear hair. That's my favorite part of anything that Manscaped makes.
Yeah, because before I was just reaching up in there with needle nose and just yanking it out.
Yanking them out.
Mm-hmm. This is a much better option.
That's right.
How I was clipping my toenails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's...
Just pulling them out?
Yep.
Yeah.
They grow back.
That's like cutting your lawn real short. That's just all the longer you have to, you have to do it again.
Wow. But check them out at manscaped.com. Use the promo code SIDELINES. Get 20% off your order and free shipping. We sincerely do appreciate that, guys. Every time that you guys do make a purchase and use that promo code, it lets them know that we are doing our job and reading the script word for word. So, yeah, don't fuck it up for us. Anyways, we got some sports to get to. It's the end of the Olympics.
Thank God.
Thank God. It's done with that shit.
I would watch the closing ceremonies if that meant that it would just... Whenever I watched them, it would be over.
Yeah.
If I could put them anywhere in the Olympics, if I had my choice, I would actually watch it.
Yeah.
To make them be done with.
Okay.
You heard, by the way, can we talk about this for a second?
Okay.
I don't know if I didn't read this at all.
Okay, that's fine.
what the new Olympic event is going to be. They've already approved it for 2024 in Paris.
Break dancing.
Mm-hmm. And no hobby horsing?
That's still up in the air.
They're getting rid of baseball and softball, and they're adding breakdancing.
This is why I cannot get on board with the Olympics. They have fucking made a mockery of themselves.
Well, you know, back in the fucking the ancient Greeks, whenever they were doing breakdancing contests,
they'd pop and lock.
Yeah, that's where you got served came from.
Yeah.
Socrates.
Yeah.
That's where the term electric boogaloo came from. Yeah. Boogaloo is actually a Greek word for athlete.
What the fuck are they doing? They're content.
They really have. They've taken what was like an honorable competition of, you know, slightly less mainstream sports, and they have turned it into a fucking joke.
Yeah. It's now the Ocho. The Olympics on ESPN8, the Ocho.
They have tried to make it into Little League, where they're going to make sure everybody gets to play.
Ugh.
If you suck at one of our sports, we'll just make a fucking new one for you.
Like hobby horsing.
I mean, fuck. Okay.
If they let, I'm telling you, they may let masturbation in.
Do they really need karate and taekwondo?
Sure.
Because they are the same fucking thing with a different language attached to them. In the taekwondo classes that I took, they would let people who had taken karate classes come in and skip belts because they are just so fucking similar. Huh. And if people are fighting, if you can tell the difference between the two, you are way too into it.
And your wife's friend's probably like super good out of both of them.
Yeah, she is.
Totally.
Yeah. Breakdancing and karate. Oh.
Damn.
Hell of an athlete.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But when it came down to it, the United States, one more medals and one more gold, so fuck all you other countries. Appreciate that. But my favorite part.
There's that guy.
What?
Well, fucking, we want all the goddamn medals. Don't you be cheering for Honduras, you motherfucker. Live there.
My favorite part, the transgender athlete, the one that was the power lifter.
Uh-huh. Is that the one you were jacking off to?
No. It's disgusting.
I walked in. I walked.
Made an early
exit. Boom!
made an early exit. Did not medal. And apparently she said, that really sucks. I worked my balls off. Yeah.
That okay.
Yeah. I'm a pretty big fan of her now.
If I was not so turned off by everything about it, that would be fucking funny. I got to give her credit for that. And by the way, I am not angry with her. I'm angry with the Olympic Commission, who has, by the way, said that they will go back and review that rule and perhaps reconsider. But
or have its own division, I think. That would be probably the answer.
Totally
for
that. Fine with me. 100% fine with me. But people are saying, see, it doesn't give you an advantage. She is 43 years old competing against 27-year-olds.
Yeah, she's a 43-year-old Olympian.
The peak age is 27 years old in women's powerlifting, and at 43, she's in there being competitive. That's an advantage.
Yeah. But anyways, that's enough of the Olympics. We get 3 more years without them. I guess in the winters, I guess.
Yeah, the winter is next year.
That sucks.
Why is that even a thing? You know the ancient Greeks didn't biathlon and shit.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And skeleton. And
yeah, they did the slalom, and then as soon as they got down to the bottom, breakdanced.
Then that should be a fucking Winter Olympic sport. That's where my real problem with that lies.
Yeah, you can do that right on the ice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure you should.
Oh, man. But
I'd like
to
see LA get the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. but actually, I saw a new sport. I was scanning through Facebook.
Is it breakdancing?
No, it's 10 times better, and I think it should be an Olympic sport. Midget slapping. Two midgets slapping each other.
Okay.
One big slap.
I wanted some clarification on that because I would slap a midget if it were a sport, and that should be an Olympic event.
I'll knock the shit out of a midget. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I bet you they're freakishly strong because they're very dense.
Well, they got a real low center of gravity, so I don't think you'd move them far.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of, there is a new documentary series I started watching on Netflix that about how to become a tyrant.
Oh,
okay. It's like a 6-part series. Basically, it's the playbook for how tyrants become tyrants. And I thought I recognized the voice narrating it. And I'll be goddamn, Peter Dinklage.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably so the most famous midget in the world anymore.
He's just sitting there and he's like, well, the way you become a tyrant.
Oh, no. He's got this voice here.
Really?
Saddam Hussein.
Adolf Hitler was a very evil man.
That's so fucked up. No, that's bad.
He killed millions of Jews in the Holocaust.
He's got a very distinguished speaking voice.
Yeah. I love Peter Dinklage. He's a freaking awesome
I would have liked if just during some part he breathed in some helium. Just for a second. Like that Mickey Mouse TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Where he goes to the demon voice.
Yeah.
That would really make the Holocaust a little more enlightened, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be so depressing if a guy with that voice read it.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They collected 7 tons of human hair.
That's fucked up.
See?
I don't know if you're supposed to laugh.
I love the Holocaust. If it were a real thing.
Right. They arrested political prisoners, homosexuals, Jews.
That's so fucked up.
And Christians.
Right. Okay, moving on to some baseball. So we can move on. Anyways, Eddie Alvarez makes history. He gets his he got a silver medal in like the 5,000 speed skate relay in Sochi. And then they got a silver medal in baseball, which doesn't matter because they're not going to have it anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that's baseball.
Yeah. He's actually Eddie. God damn it. What is his name? Eddie Eggert was actually in 1920 something.
Mm-hmm.
He won a gold medal in boxing, mm-hmm. and then a gold medal in bobsled.
Really?
Making him the only guy to gold medal in both the Summer and Winter Olympics.
That's awesome.
Eddie
Klepp.
Egan? Yeah, Eddie Egan is the guy's name.
Darn it.
So, it's weird that this guy's name is also Eddie.
Yep. And he was actually, he was a Windsurge player there for a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
This year?
No.
Oh, then he wasn't because this was their
baby
first year.
He was on the the baby cakes that were coming over and he was going to be a Windsurge.
So. Gotcha.
Yeah, anyway. Next, this is awesome. This is my favorite thing so far today that I heard about. The Dodgers ball girl
mm-hmm.
tackled a fan who ran out onto the field in the middle of a game. Ball girl.
Was it a male fan?
Yep.
Wow.
And took him out pretty good.
I hope they put that on TV.
Oh, they did. It's all
like
over
during the game, because typically they won't show people running out on the field, but just so all of his friends know
that he got tackled by a girl.
And I'm telling you, go on YouTube and there's these compilations. Some of these fucking ball girls are pretty goddamn amazing athletes. I know the one is fake that everybody seems to think is real, where she's running up to the
and
wall.
She climbs up the wall and makes a catch.
If anybody who thinks that really happened is a fucking moron.
That wasn't real?
Actually, okay. It was, but it was a dude, a stuntman in the costume. And I don't think there was actually a ball hit. That was CGI. They did get somebody to run up the wall.
Mm, cool. Great.
Girls don't exist. there's some videos of some ball girls making outstanding catches.
Sure. But I just can't, like, man.
And she caught this guy's balls.
She fucking hit him hard enough where he flipped over the wall.
Forced him to give her a hand job.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway, that was the only baseball that I had, really, unless you guys have anything. I mean, it's kind of the end.
Baseball's over for the next 4 years for
me.
Yeah,
I figured Derek didn't want to talk about it, and Jeremy's is Royals fan, so
I am too. So yeah, you check my hat out.
Oh, that's right. You got the Royals hat on.
I'm not buying. Sense. Not buying or wearing any Cubs shit for a little while. I'm angry.
Yep. You're not a Dallas Cowboys fan.
God. I can't believe it.
Me? No.
Yeah, just the way you'll turn on your team.
I've got 30 fucking Royals hats.
Yeah,
I have 3. Cool. I'm the actual fan.
I got about 40 Cubs hats. I actually am a Royals fan. I used to go to about 10 games a year. I watched them when they were bad.
Yeah.
Back when Dyson was a rookie, right after they traded Greinke, that's when I was started going.
Okay.
That was a good time to go.
Right.
I had a great time. I went with my dad and got to go watch baseball for cheap. And
back when you could do it for $6.
Right. Yeah.
Now they've switched places. Now you do that in Chicago.
Yeah, now you can go to Chicago. Well, you can get probably go for $6 both.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Yeah, the Royals aren't really tearing it up. In fact, I know they played your Cardinals this weekend. How'd they do?
I don't even know. I'll be honest.
I hope they swept them.
No, they didn't. I know St. Louis
at least won.
Yeah. So, but St. Louis is pretty much out of the playoffs too. So, fuck it. But moving on to the NFL, we had the Hall of Fame inductees, which I guess they had the class of 2020 and 21 because of COVID last year. But the class of 2021, Drew Pearson, Tom Flores, John Lynch, Allen, I don't even know who that is.
Iverson.
Right. But you got Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning, and Calvin Johnson, Megatron. That was the
class. Calvin Johnson and Megatron?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How's a Transformer get in the Hall of Fame?
That really doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, it does. We were talking about the Olympics, but I mean, you let a goddamn, what are they called? Not a
Decepticon.
A Decepticon in the goddamn
yeah. Now, okay, NFL. Was it cartoon Megatron or movie Megatron?
No, this was movie Megatron.
Okay, because the cartoon would have been really unfair because he turned into a gun.
And then Aaron Hernandez would have used him on people.
Right.
Instead of Soundwave, it would have been Aaron Hernandez.
Right. But this will be
Megatron killed Odin Lloyd.
Right.
Guns don't kill people. Decepticons kill people.
I've been saying it for years.
Right. But anyways, you had Tom Brady attend because he wanted to see Peyton Manning give his speech. I guess he said he just wanted to make sure that he wouldn't have to worry about him and he was actually done and retired.
But did he really ever have to worry about him, though?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Peyton Manning played in what? 2 Super Bowls, one as a Colt, one as a Bronco.
Right.
Or 3, because he got the shit kicked out of him the first time
as a Bronco. Yeah, the first time as a Bronco. I think they played the Seahawks, and they just got wrecked.
And then he beat the Panthers.
Yeah, then he beat the Panthers.
He's actually the first quarterback to win Super Bowl with 2 different teams.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Manning was, I believe.
I did not know that.
Yep.
But with that, whenever you...
True, can it?
I'm pretty sure it is. To win in the Super Bowl as the starting quarterback with 2 different teams.
God, something tells me... Well, yeah, because I was thinking Joe Montana, but no, because the Chiefs never didn't win. Did they?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, but with the Hall of Fame...
Lenny Dawson actually started both Chiefs Super Bowls.
Did he?
Both Super Bowl wins. Hmm. Yeah, in... what was it? 67 and in 2019.
The second starting.
I lost some traction there.
The second quarterback to win a Super Bowl with 2 teams, different teams, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it was Manning, then Brady.
That's cool. But because you have the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, that also means you have a Hall of Fame game. So you have the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers play.
Did they play it up in Canton?
Yeah.
Like they do? That is a high school stadium.
I don't know if they did.
That's where they usually play it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
But it is a big high school stadium.
It's preseason fucking football.
Sure. But
no.
Why does everybody shit on preseason football? You know what that means? It means football is fucking coming.
Right.
All over your face.
Damn right. That should be the fucking NFL trademark. NFL! All over your face. Catch the money shot.
Oh, that's awful. But with that, I guess we started our season off great, I guess, if you really care about it that much, Jeremy. That's because the Dallas Cowboys got their ass fucking kicked.
I don't actually care about the games, but it's like spring training. You get to evaluate your team and
I get it.
And see what's up, see how your new guys are going
to
do.
Oh, so they listen to what you say?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Dude. Were we just talking about that on Fever Pitch?
Yeah.
Oh, so they actually listen to what you guys' opinions
are?
They
let you guys play?
No. But they listen to what you say? They really? No. No, yeah. No, we just like to go and watch.
Yeah. Yep.
But they're practicing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Josh Allen got a pretty sizable contract extension.
Mm-hmm.
$258 million. Holy shit.
That's I just heard somebody talking on the way here on the radio, and he made a very valid point. Is he overpaid? Yeah. But that's what the market dictates.
That's right. Right now.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I don't. He has the misfortune of playing in the same era as
Patrick Mahomes.
Maybe the most gifted quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be overshadowed for most of his career. But unless the Bills had drafted Patrick Mahomes, he's the best they could have ever hoped for.
Right.
They're not going to draft anybody better than him. He is the future of the team.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
For sure, Scotty.
I agree, but that's your AFC championship game.
Yeah.
And if anybody were to beat him, beat the Chiefs, I would pick the Bills.
I think he is too – he needs maybe a little better running game.
Yeah, he needs a good running back.
And maybe one more complimentary wide receiver.
Yep.
And
you got Diggs.
They are there. I know. You need one more. Complimentary, a number two to him.
Okay.
They got decent tight ends. They've got good line. They've got a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They got pretty good defense. I mean, the pieces are almost there.
Yeah. But, well, that's all I got for football. I know there were some big contracts that were signed in the NBA.
Curry got a big one.
Fuck,
$280 million or something
for like four years.
4 years.
Fuck. Can we also talk in the Hall of Fame? How in the fuck is Drew Pearson still eligible?
I don't know.
I don't even know who that is.
He was the wide receiver under, you know, linebacker Danny White.
Linebacker Don Meredith?
No, Danny White. Danny White and Drew Pearson and what was that fucker's name?
Nobody the running back.
Anyways,
Emmett Smith?
No.
Yeah.
Before him. Tony Dorsett.
Oh.
That was kind of their big three before the big three that came next.
Yeah, that's quite a long time later.
Yes. Yeah. He probably hasn't played since, what, 87?
I'm 2 for 2 today. It was
probably the last time that he played in the NFL. How in the fuck is he still eligible?
I don't know. Maybe you're always eligible in the NFL. Maybe that's the rule.
Yeah. That was the year I was born. 87.
He was an above-average really wide receiver. I don't get this at all.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't let Dallas Cowboys in.
I agree with that. But, yeah, that's NFL news.
How tall is the forehead on Peyton Manning's bust?
6 inches.
Is it only six?
No. I think it may be bigger.
It's taller than that WNBA player.
Very well done. All right, but that's a sports.
Thank you, Scotty. That's what I wanted, your fucking approval.
I know
that's coming from Steve Harvey.
Great. That's the sports for this week's episode. Now we get to move on to a fan favorite segment. This is called Overrated or Underrated. This is where we get to take random, you know, things and let you know whether we think that they're overrated or underrated. It's self-explanatory. You should figure it out. First one is a fan suggestion. We've got a gentleman named Jeremy Hazard. He wants to know, overrated or underrated, Blackstone grills.
Underrated.
Really?
You can do everything with those things. We cook on it a lot.
Okay.
So you can make breakfast, you can make lunch, you can make dinner, you can make fried rice, you can do hibachi, you can make fucking, what I'll take is I'll take my steak on my smoker and smoke it and then reverse sear it on the Blackstone. It is a fucking fantastic thing.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Is that reverse searing? That's where you sear it from the inside out?
Yeah. That's what you do. Okay. You cut it, and then you kind of you flip it. You
butterfly.
It's entails become a X-trail. Microwave is what it
is. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll be honest with you. I kind of got to abstain from this question. I've never used one before. I actually had to look it up on Google before we started the episode. So, I've seen people use those, but I never have. So
I'm surprised you've heard of Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you not still using Netscape?
I had to ask Jeeves what that was.
Yeah. No, I normally smoke meat, so I...
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
When you're giving ladies hand jobs.
No, I've got a stick burner that I use, and that's normally what I use if I'm going to cook outside. So I'm going to just go rated.
A stick burner?
Yeah, stick burner.
You mean a stick that's on fire?
Well, yeah, but
a wood burning smoker.
It's a wood burning smoker, and it actually uses. They call them a stick
logs.
Burn. Yeah,
gotcha.
So
I think you're the only one that's ever called them that. But sir, they call them that.
No.
Yeah.
Name me a competitive barbecuer person.
Jeremy probably got this.
Yeah. Myron Mixon.
Dave.
Myron Dave Mixon.
Smokey Johnson. That's a good
Jones.
One.
Smokey Jones.
Myron Mixon calls him a stick burner all the time.
Smokey Robinson. That's what he did.
Nice. What about you, Jeremy?
Smoking Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
I've had one now for about 6 months.
Okay.
I've already had to restore it. Ooh. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like stripped it all down?
I went to use it, and it was covered in rust.
Ooh. And you have a cover on it?
Yeah, I got a cover on it. Yeah. If I don't use it that much, I haven't gotten that good on it. I didn't realize that if you go long periods of time that you have to wipe it down with a protective layer of oil after you clean it. I didn't do that, and so it sat out with the humidity and stuff and just got rusty. And so you got to heat it way up to burn the rust off and then scrape it off and take the grindstone and fucking go over it with oil. And it took me a good 2 days of doing that, but I've got it back working now, and I've cooked a few things on it. I'm not very good at it, but a guy who lives two houses down from me, he keeps it in his garage, and I don't know what the fuck he's making. He's Hispanic, so probably tacos. but it smells amazing, whatever the fuck he's making. I want to go over and have some of whatever the fuck it is. So I'm going to go with underrated.
Yeah, every time you use it and you clean it, then you put that layer of oil on it.
I know that now.
Okay. Yeah.
I should have read instructions. That seems like another man's opinion. That's the way I've always been.
Right. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Blow-up dolls.
Underrated.
Okay.
Is there anything more hilarious? I went to a wedding with one. I know. It was fantastic. I went as Bill Cosby. In whiteface. I went as Bill Cosby. And had a little prescription bottle and brought a blow-up doll and made her a that was my passed out date. And then for the dollar dance, I gave the groom a dollar and the blow-up doll and left. So just for that reason, that blow-up doll has actually been another part of another Halloween costume I got her whenever I went as Ben Roethlisberger. And I had the little eye black that you put under your eyes.
Yeah.
And they each of my eye black, you can write on it. So I just wrote rapist.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vicky, you still got Vicky, don't you?
Yeah, it's Vicky, which ironically I found out was the name of Scotty's stepmom.
Yeah.
When I was discussing Vicky, she was sitting right next to me, Scotty's stepmom, not the doll. And I told him the name, and I didn't know that was Scotty's stepmom's name. So
yeah, we're going to keep this train going because I'm also going to go underrated, specifically for the time that Derek actually moved into his new house. And we decided to put the blow-up doll Vicky out in front of his house, right where his neighbors can see it and see what kind of a real piece of shit he is. So
that seal's not broken, so I'm not a piece of shit.
So if you're
hymen is still intact,
right? If you're gonna use it for things like that, totally underrated.
And it's good for hand job practice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Practice on your blow-up doll, giving it a hand job.
Let me ask you this about Vicky.
Okay.
Can she host a podcast?
Yes.
Perfectly, actually.
Awesome.
And she's always surprised.
Yes. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than throwing a surprise party for a blow-up doll.
She just looks surprised all the time.
It's amazing.
And she's got huge jugs.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, but they feel like air. They're not, they don't have the same, you know. That's not the same.
You know he doesn't actually think blow-up dolls are great, right?
Could have fooled me.
This is what we call jokes, Scotty.
Yeah, but we're talking about Derek here.
Before Vicky starts hosting.
Jesus.
God.
Anyways, how about you there, Jeremy?
Again, I may have to abstain.
You want to borrow Vicky?
You want to give it a shot?
I can lend her to you next week and get back to me.
Abstain from fucking Vicky. That's what I mean. Yes, I would like to borrow it. I need hand job practice. However, I have never actually used one. So I'm like Scotty is with Blackstones.
Right. Oh, great. Okay. So we're going to move on next one. Overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Scotty's the underrated.
Let me try that again. Overrated or underrated? Going to the movie theater.
I'll go.
Okay.
Underrated. I love going to the movie theater.
Okay.
I really do. I don't like leaving my house, but I grew up in like this little tiny town that there was absolutely nothing there. No, We didn't have a fucking movie theater or a bowling alley or anything. So
in the middle of the Depression, too. Yeah, it must have been tough. You have running water.
Are you talking about right fucking now? Because that's all you're bringing right now is sadness.
Okay, fair.
Sadness. People are almost feeling sorry for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly feeling sorry for your mom.
Yeah.
And wife.
And Vicky.
No.
Oh.
No, Scotty, okay. She's not real.
Oh.
Well, his stepmom's Vicky.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, yeah, Vicky?
That Vicky.
Yeah.
The one I have had sex with. Okay. Boom!
Anyway.
But so, you know, going to the movies as a kid was like a huge thing for us. That was like something to get really excited about, even if it was a stupid fucking movie. I was like 7 years old. And got to go see Cannonball Run 2, which is perfect for a 7-year-old because they really get what's going on, especially when they haven't seen the first one. Because who doesn't love Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise slapping each other and shit? But we got to go to the movies, and it was a big fucking deal. So I just, something about going to the movie theater gets me fucking jazzed.
Good for you.
And it's 2 hours. My wife shuts the fuck up.
That would be the reason why I'd say it is overrated. I'm pumped that I watched the Jungle Cruise movie in the comfort of my own fucking house.
That's also underrated.
I don't have to go to a movie theater where people are fucking talking. Some asshole brings their fucking kid and is just making all kinds of noise, and it ruins the entire movie for you and everybody else if it happens for 2 seconds. It pisses me off. I hate when people get up in the middle of a movie right in front of me to go to the bathroom. No.
Really? I love it.
No. That's why Jeremy goes.
Yeah.
He likes to sit right on the end.
I love to watch people get up and go to the bathroom. I'll follow them in there sometimes yeah. and just watch them.
Need a little help?
No?
All right.
Best part about watching movies from your house, though, pause and then go do it and then come back. Don't miss anything.
Oh.
So
that motion you made, I thought you meant like the shootings. Boom.
And that's
love thing. Going to the theater, just shooting shit up.
Avoid yeah. mass shootings as well. So
that Batman movie was in 4D.
It yeah. sure was. Anthony Jeselnik had one of the best tweets ever after that. Other than that, how was the movie?
So overrated for me. Derek.
7-10 split.
Got them both.
Yeah, you did. You sure did.
Heck yeah, I put a wicked hook on
there. There you go. Nice. Way to go.
You did go fishing with Dan. You said wicked.
Actually, yeah.
I did. He's from Boston.
Yeah, wicked smart.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of wicked smart, what do you think there, Derek?
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with underrated.
Really?
Yeah, I like going. It's a lot of fun. It's something to do to get out of the fucking house. I can't just sit in the house all the time. And I don't like just sitting in somebody else's house all the time next to them while they're hosting a podcast. And right. So I like going, and I like the smell of the popcorn, and even though I don't eat it, but I like the smell of it.
Popcorn smells better than it tastes every fucking time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every time.
I eat popcorn, I eat it for 3 days because it's stuck in my fucking teeth. So yeah. I don't like to eat it, but I love the smell of it.
Yeah, and that was like the – I will tell you this. It was – isn't it like the very first place where you like hook up with a chick? Isn't that always like where it is?
Or a confused young man, whatever.
Yeah. I thought we're talking about Dollar Tree?
Yeah, we're talking about Dollar Tree.
Oh, that's okay. When you get that popcorn. Cut a hole in the bottom of the bucket.
And plus, it's always fun to sneak in snacks as a kid at the movie theater because you think you're like getting away with something. And I would always pick the wrong time to open the can of pop.
Yeah.
Because I'm thirsty, and like the preview, it's all loud. And then I'm like, all right, cool. It's a perfect time. And then it would just get completely silent, and you'd hear, God damn it.
Everybody knows you keistered Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
What?
Overrated or underrated? Dodgeball.
The movie or
no, it's
the
not,
game?
Not the underdog story. The actual sport game.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call it.
I'm going underrated. I love playing it.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit that they don't play it. You got to fucking separate the wheat from the chaff as far as I'm concerned. Kids need to know from an early age which ones suck.
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Fuck yes.
That's training right there.
Yeah.
Get all the douchebags out first so you can concentrate on the decent playing people.
However, from the movie Dodgeball, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. I'd like to see them play with wrenches.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to go underrated. I really wish it wasn't illegal to play in school. I think it's
illegal. They arrest you for playing now?
Why are you hanging out at school so much, Scotty?
Because that's where you go to play dodgeball on the playground.
And that's where I go. That's where he practices hand job.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot all about that.
No, it is so underrated that I really do wish they would, you know, have like dodgeball tournaments in town and shit like that. I think it'd be fun. How about you, Derek?
You know, whenever I was 10 years old, I watched a kid get his nose broke playing dodgeball, and I watched another kid get hit so hard in the nuts he can't have children.
Oh, I am so laughing, I'm going, just thinking of both.
I'm going underrated. For those two reasons.
Population control right there.
Yeah, an exploded testicle and a broken nose.
Great.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Let's face it. If you can get your nose broke by an inflatable ball, you are not long for this world.
Exactly.
Jesus has whispered down to the earth, I don't like you.
What was it? Carlin said, the kid who swallows too many marbles doesn't get to grow up to have kids of his own.
Right. Yes.
But you have to play with that... with the actual old school 1990s ball.
Oh, the big red one.
The big red rubber ones.
Yeah.
Not the fucking styrofoam bullshit.
I am offended by the fact you refer to 1990s as old school. But yeah, you got to play with that inflatable rubber kickball thing.
Yeah.
But
makes that noise.
It's smaller than the kickball.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like basketball sized rubber ball. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Okay.
We used to play with bowling balls and and pins.
Nice.
Oh, well, it was basically, I called it bowling because those pins could dodge the fucking ball every goddamn time. As you can see from the water bottle, I've improved.
Right. Last one. This is a fan's question. This is at Let Us Eat Cake. Excuse me. Overrated or underrated belly flop competitions? These are the best fucking things ever. Ever.
I don't know that I've ever actually seen a competition. I've seen belly flops done. Not on purpose.
We talked about it a long time ago. It's called death diving. They jump like off of the
that.
Fuck.
Why didn't you call it that?
I don't know, but fuck yeah. But I like it when people jump off the high dive and just accidentally belly flop. That's my favorite thing in the world.
This is the Cold Stone Steve Austin guy, right? The kid.
The
kid made it. Yeah.
Yeah. I like this kid.
Yeah. So definitely underrated for me. I fucking love it when somebody belly flops, either on purpose or on accident, because you know that fucking hurt.
Yeah. I'm much bigger fan of the on accident one, because in a competition, I feel like you could brace yourself. At least you know what's coming. It's like watching somebody do a pratfall down a flight of stairs versus watching somebody actually fall down a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much better to watch the real thing because there's no grace to it. They could break a neck. It's all fucking... There's no net, basically.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you get one trying to do like a front flip and they over-rotate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right. That's almost as good as watching somebody do a gainer and hitting their head on the fucking board. Luganus,
that's what I was getting ready to say. All right, Derek, what do you think?
Accidental, I'm all for it. Competition-wise,
okay.
I don't care. Overrated.
I still think it's awesome. Fuck. Okay, that is overrated and underrated for this week. You can make suggestions. We had some good suggestions today. You can go to our TikTok in our Q&A section. Put something that you want us to do overrated, underrated with. Now... we get to move on to Jeremy's favorite part of every single episode. That's what we like to call the questions and preguntas section or segment. We got asked today, what is a pregunta? It's a question.
Nobody fucking knows.
It's a fucking question in Spanish, all right?
This is why we need to build the wall.
It's Spanish for hand job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Same thing with these.
I'm waiting for that part. I'm tired of these questions. I'm ready for a hand job section.
Are you really, though? Do you really want one?
As opposed to answering these dumb fucking questions?
I think Scotty's going to give you a hand job.
No, I'm not. I'm just like,
He's very inquisitive.
No, sure.
I wouldn't want one. Sure. I wouldn't want a handy. But yes, same thing. If you have any suggestions for questions, you can go to our TikTok and Q&A, and you can drop those in there as well. Let's see. First one. Ooh, I like this one. First question. Unlikely first lines of medical ads.
Okay. I've given this some thought. I want to, it starts off here. Let me set the scene. Elderly couple, early 60s, recently retired. They've maybe like bought a beachfront cabin or something. And they're fixing it up themselves. They're painting it because in these commercials, they always make it look like painting a room is a fun thing to do together as a couple. That you're not biting each other's fucking heads off the whole goddamn time.
Because the dumb bitch didn't tape right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You spilled it, you twat.
Why do you lay the tarp down, you fucking cunt?
You put the brush down and you left for 15 minutes. That's a fucking $14 brush. Rinse it out, you cunt.
Don't dump the extra paint down the sink.
Yeah, that shit's $40 a gallon, for God's sake. Anyways, so it starts off like that, and they're like putting color swatches up to the wall, right?
Right.
And then it shows the two of them leisurely walking into the home repair store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever, holding hands, and they go up to the paint counter, and they pick out the paint they want, and right as they put the paint in the paint shaker, the husband gets a little query, because, do you have rectal spasms? That would be the first line. Rectal spasms getting in the way? Something along those lines.
Yeah, it's like stirring a can of paint, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, you you kind of took my idea. Yeah,
it's like the fuck, like anti-lock brakes going on in his pants.
That's awful. Well, fucker, you kind of took mine. Mine was, do you suffer from rectal soreness is what mine was. So
that's a whole different thing.
No, it's a commercial for anal ease.
Okay.
Oh, Jeremy's wife's friend.
That's right.
Anna Reese, yeah. Motherfucker. Gotta get the other half in there.
Yeah. All right, Derek, go ahead.
All right, I'll try and set the scene, I guess, but I can't do it nearly as well as Jeremy did. That was very visual, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Very good. My pleasure.
Very good job.
Theater of the mind, folks. Theater of the mind.
So what I'm going to say is there's a podcast going on. There's three of us sitting right here.
Right.
Scotty's just not having it today. He just kind of looks a little down.
Talking about the Comedy Train Bandit?
Absolutely. Me and Jeremy kind of sitting a little more farther off to the right. And it just says, do your wrists smell like the inside of a corpse's asshole?
Loving it.
Wash your hands.
That doesn't get the stank off, Scotty.
That's great.
You want a nice leisure life. You want to have friends, but do you suffer from stank-ass wrists?
Oh, shit. That's awesome. Okay. Next one. Bad times to take off your pants.
When you're substitute teaching.
What age level?
Any age level, Scotty. Next.
I figured in high school it would be a little bit more acceptable.
Nope.
It may be a little more, but only slightly.
Uh-huh. You're still on the news.
Uh-huh. And not in the heroes section.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Jesus.
Cake's little heroes.
Mm-hmm. Those two teachers, those two kind of hot teachers that hooked up with that one, like, 18-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That 18-year-old kid has a TikTok, and he, like, kind of showed that he was the one that did it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That instant follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Props to you, brother. Okay.
Great.
So, let's see. Bad times to take off your pants when going into confession.
Why? There's nobody can see in there.
Yeah, they can. You can see through the little thing. He looks forward.
I insist all my priests be blindfolded. No. Right, but it's obscured.
Yeah. Maybe it makes it look a little bigger. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Public urinal.
Pee and bear ass, yeah.
Yep. Keep your shoes on. That's gross. But take the pants all the way off. It's, I feel like you get looks.
Just all the way down.
That's like jacking off naked.
Right. Well, you know what I mean? What do you mean just take them all the way down? What am I, a fucking toddler? No, I'm taking my pants off like a fucking grown-up. Oh. I'm going to piss bear ass.
Have you ever seen somebody do that? That was an adult that actually went up to the public urinal and let their pants go all the way down?
I might do that now.
Never on accident, or I mean, never as a serious thing. I've seen people do it, like just to fuck with people, but I may have been one that did
at the movie theater
a few times after I followed that guy in. After I gave his wife a hand job, you know that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. What does that look like?
Okay. Next one. Mm-hmm. At Reichenfrost. Oh, this is a good one. You get to pick your superpower. However, the person to your left chooses your side effect.
Since there's no one to your left, I get to pick yours.
No, I just don't have one.
No.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Doesn't work that way.
It's it's a circle. It's like a carousel. It goes up and down and around.
Got it.
Circular. All good things.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Let Jeremy go first.
Okay.
My superpower would be mind control.
Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. You don't need to be super strong or anything when you can just make everybody around you do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
And I would make them do some messed up junk.
All right. I say we all read our superpower.
Okay.
And then we all read the other person's.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Mine is invisibility.
Ooh, that's good.
Because nobody can see what the fuck what I'm doing. I can go anywhere I fucking want to.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
I just want to fly. That was always my
what you number. Want? Won't you tell me what you want? Put your arms around me, baby.
I just want to fly.
Yeah. All right.
So what is the side effects? Now, this happens whenever you use your superpower.
Okay.
Okay. So I go first with yours, Scotty?
I guess.
It makes you sweat donut jelly.
I can live with that.
All over.
That's fine.
Constantly, like just everywhere, all the time.
I'll just fly fast enough to where that jelly is just flying off.
It doesn't want you land.
Oh.
You keep doing it.
Oh, okay.
That's all your sweat is donut jelly.
Okay.
And you don't have air conditioning in your house.
Okay.
So Derek, when you sleep.
You got Jeremy's side effect.
Every time you try to control somebody's mind, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You have racist Tourette's. Every slur in the book. Every...
Oh, shit.
Fair enough. Some say I already have that. I don't know if you caught that worst of both worlds comment earlier.
God
damn.
For Derek, let's see. Anytime you turn invisible, let's see. A whole bunch of spiders would come out of your ears.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you freak out.
Well, you get used to it.
Are they
fuck?
Are they invisible spiders?
Like where you can just feel them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm asking you. It's your fucking
No. You can see him. You can see him. You can feel him.
You are actually the world's foremost expert on this subject, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I like that one. That was a good one.
Was it?
I thought so. I thought so. All right. We got two more. These are some more fan questions. Next one. At the Bo Sam? That Bo Sam. Sorry. That_Bo_Sam. Mm. If you were super rich, what is one dumb thing you would buy? I got mine.
I'd buy a bathtub made out of sandwiches. But like waterproof sandwiches.
Okay. Sure.
But like waterproof sandwiches. Lettuce wraps.
Yeah. Fuck. I would buy a perfect replica, full-size replica pirate ship. That's a real thing I would actually do. 100%. Fully functional, has cannons and everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Can I change mine?
Yeah.
I would get a car shaped like the Millennium Falcon.
Okay. That's cool.
I can't believe I was just inspired by you, Scotty.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
How about you?
Karate monkey.
Oh, yeah. That is no, it's dumb things. That's fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, but my wife would think it's dumb.
You wouldn't need her anymore.
Is this a nice, peaceful monkey or one you're going to have to fight when you get home?
No.
You got to fight every time you get home.
Yeah. Have you seen Grandma's Boy?
You throw it out. That's where I got it from. Yep. Karate monkey.
Uh-huh. Karate monkey.
Uh-huh.
I didn't remember Karate Monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the very end of the movie.
I don't know that I've ever actually sat and watched that movie start to finish, but I think I've probably seen every part of it.
I'm not going to lie. That movie is underrated as hell.
That's one of my favorite movies.
I love that movie.
Is it, though?
Yes.
I think it's one of the more overrated, underrated movies. Because whenever you meet everybody, they say, oh, that's underrated. It's no longer underrated anymore. Everybody's on the same fucking page with it.
It's not on Blu-ray yet.
Really?
Nope. Really? Yep. Oh, I'm not going to watch that shit in standard definition.
Yeah.
I could suck my cock.
Even worse, it's not on Betamax.
I'll give my grandma a hand job before I watch that shit in standard def.
Right.
I still love fucking Nick Swardson in that movie where he's like, you have your bed is a race car? Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car. I'm thinking about getting rims. Might get a CB. That way I can talk to other car beds.
gets in the trunk and pulls out stuffed animals. I don't have frog. I got a bear. Here's a bear. Remember when he does that? Oh, shit. All right. Last question. Let's see. Anthony Cabrera.
Okay.
He wants to know, what's the worst thing to get a handicapped child for his birthday? Hope.
Ooh, that's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yep.
That's Wait, is that the name of a stripper?
No, that would be a great thing to get him.
Hope on stage one, fire on stage two, ice on stage three.
I don't care, whoever.
Jeremy?
Pogo stick.
That could do some damage.
Or they just can't fucking use it. They can sure wish they could.
Sure. How about you, Derek?
Rollerblades.
They already got a helmet.
I know they got a helmet, but you got no use for it if you're in a wheelchair. And True. If it's the other kind of handicap, who would not laugh at a kid with Down syndrome falling down trying to rollerblade?
God, we're going to hell.
I think that they should refer to wheelchairs as ass rollerblades.
Fuck yeah, Luke. You got a new name for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Okay, well, that is this week's Questions and Preguntas segment. Again, if you have any suggestions, go into our TikTok in our Q&A and leave us your questions. Please don't repeat yourself. If I haven't selected it yet, it's because
we actually got a decent batch of questions this time, so keep that up.
Yeah, keep good questions coming, but just don't repeat them, because if they're good, I've already got them here anyway.
And if I made anybody mad about that, like if they know some kid with Down syndrome that does rollerblade,
mm-hmm.
Send video.
Yeah, please. Video video evidence please. Would be great. Thank
I
you.
Would love to see that.
Yep, absolutely.
We will actually take a screenshot of it and use it as the thumbnail on YouTube on this one.
Awesome. Okay.
And they would probably rollerblade better than me.
Probably.
Oh, I guarantee it.
God, you have the athletic prowess of a retarded squirrel.
But I'm still better than you at everything.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Not at stealing comedy.
That I'm That's the best right. at that.
Or hand jobs.
Mm-hmm. I'm the best at that, too.
Giving the ladies some hand jobs.
Okay, moving on. Now we get to get to our draft. This is unfortunate, but I came in dead last.
Yeah, you did.
I sure did. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be, though. You won with flying colors, Jeremy, yes. but yes, me and Derek.
I'm the best.
Me and Derek were pretty close together. So that means...
Don't ever fucking say that again.
Yeah. So that means that, Jeremy, you get the championship picks this week. Mm-hmm. Derek, you are in the middle, so you're the meat in the sandwich. And I am... I get first pick. And this week...
Meat in that bathtub sandwich.
Yep. This week, our draft... I really like this one. I think this is where it gets to be honest and how fucking petty Derek is. But this week's draft is athletes who are impossible to hate.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this of all time?
All time.
Okay.
Dead or alive, whatever you want.
All right.
Athletes who are impossible to hate. For what it's worth, my list is fucking long as shit.
I don't have one.
You only get five.
Yeah, you do only get five. I want to also be honest with myself and pick my favorite person probably of all time. Lost him way too soon. My favorite baseball player ever, Mr.
Benny Yogbayani.
Nope. God damn it. I was going to do that later, dick. Mr. Padre, Tony Gwynn. That is my number one pick. And I know there are better picks out there, but he is my favorite.
Okay.
So that's, yeah. Derek, you get one, dude.
Mike Trout.
Yep, that's a good one. He was definitely on my list. Let's see. Derek Trout. All right, Jeremy Goh.
My favorite guy in the history of sports, Yogi Berra.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fuck him.
He's on my list, but he's a Yankee.
He is a Yankee, and I still like him.
Yep, I know. That's a big step for you.
It sure is. Yeah.
All right, next one.
Kirby Puckett.
Damn it. He was on my list, too. Fuck you. All right. Okay, Derek.
I'm going to go with Mickey Mantle.
Okay, thank God. I was really hoping that this would come back to me.
I could hate him.
Huh?
I could hate him.
I can hate Mickey Mantle, I think. I'm going to go with Mr. Cal Ripken Jr.
Fuck him.
I love Cal Ripken.
What did he ever do?
God, the Iron Man.
Like the triathlon?
Yeah.
That doesn't help you in baseball at all. Mm-hmm. You can't even ride bikes.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide. Do I really want to get... Okay. Fuck you, Derek. Walter Payton.
Okay.
All right. And then go ahead and go, Derek. What do you got?
Steph Curry.
Oh, fuck. I can hate him.
I don't know how you can hate Steph.
I really easily. Jeremy, you get two.
Terrell Owens.
T.O.
Yeah. God, I hate to keep going baseball players.
I know, but that's the ones that
they've been the most visible for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn it. Chipper Jones.
Yeah. That's a good pick, though.
God damn it. Do I want to do this to Derek?
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yep. You do.
Ernie Banks.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I agree. All right. Derek.
I'm going to say Drew Brees.
Ooh. He can piss off some people.
Everybody hates Brady, and a lot of people, there are people that didn't like Manning, but how do you hate Drew Brees?
I agree with you. I love Tom Brady now. I hated him when he was a Patriot.
I'm picking then. Lose the draft.
No. Ozzie Smith.
Fuck him.
Knew that was coming. I mean, you can't hate him, and even he himself gave me shit. There's video evidence of him telling me I'm an awful podcast host, which is not.
Because it's true.
It's not true. Okay.
You're worse than awful.
No, I'm not.
You got to work hard to get to awful.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... damn it. I don't want to do that. Fuck.
Nobody's pushing... Who the fuck are you talking to?
Son of a bitch. I'm taking Shaq.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Because I can easily hate him.
I love
him Shaq. And the general.
As far as a personal, like a person, he's an amazing human being.
Is he?
Yeah, he really is.
Anybody take Aaron Hernandez yet?
Nope.
What about Kaepernick?
No. No. How about take Benny Agbayani?
No, I'm not taking Benny Agbayani.
Come on.
All right, I got one more.
All right, what do you got?
Chris Paul.
Okay. Man, of all time, we're kind of reaching. And then Jeremy, last pick. Close it out, dude.
Barry Sanders.
Yep, that was the other one I was going back.
I don't like Barry Sanders.
I love Barry Sanders.
But you can't hate him.
I feel like he quit on his team.
He quit on his dad is what he did. I'm tired of my dad getting me shit contracts to get killed.
I had so many on this list. I had Charles Barkley, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, Spud Webb. I almost picked Jenny Finch. Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk is all right.
Phil Mickelson was another one.
Jenny Finch?
Phil Mickelson's not an athlete.
Yeah, he is.
Jenny He's a Finch? Golfer.
Yeah.
The only softball player that if you thought of Team USA softball, that'd be the only one you'd remember.
Guess I never what? Thought I have of team. Never done.
What?
Thought of Team USA softball. I have not. I'm actually talking about Team USA softball right now and not thinking about it. I was actually thinking about candy bracelets.
Like the ones that you bought at like the convenience store when you're going on a long trip?
The other ones.
Okay.
Yep, that's the slang they call.
Why would you need clarifications on which candy bracelets I was referring to, one, dickhead?
I don't know.
Well, one is a bracelet made of candy.
Right.
And the other kind, it's kind of like a pearl necklace, but for your wrist.
Sure. Right.
That's actually what makes...
Whenever you give a hand job,
gives your wife a hand job.
She gives him a candy necklace.
That's actually why my wrists are smell like that. That's because of this. I figured somebody was going to pick Wayne Gretzky, but didn't. But Roberto Clemente and Jackie Robinson, nobody?
Well, for God's sake, Scotty, we get 15 picks total.
Yeah, but Jackie Robinson.
And apparently you have a list of 30 fucking people.
Jackie the Fraud Robinson?
Yeah.
You have a list of 30 people. That pretty much went off the top of my head.
I know. Yeah.
I did.
I picked the subject and I didn't even have a list.
Scotty's like, oh, hang on a minute. It's like fucking Santa's list.
Yeah. Scotty had to consult the internet. Who do I like?
No, I did.
I'm going to let the internet tell me who I like.
Look at my team. I talk about all of those people, except for Shaq, because I don't really go into Shaq very much.
It's not really a team. It's a list.
The list. Fuck you. Okay, guys.
They're not horses.
Right. That is our draft for this week.
Next week will be, by the way, horses.
Right.
Favorite horses.
You can
not even race horses.
Just horses.
Yeah. I will put the draft
My down. Uncle had one that was pretty nice. I think its name was Shiloh.
You done?
I'll never done.
Okay.
Not when it comes to horses.
No.
I'm not saying Mate.
Okay. No. Okay.
We should change the name of the show to Horse Talk.
It's Horse Talk.
Just because that's what we spent T-O-C-K? 30 seconds doing.
Be like, welcome to Horse Talk with Jeremy and Scotty. That's what it should be.
Vicky and Scotty.
Yeah. Jeremy and Scotty. And I'm the fuck out of here.
Okay. Again, I'll put the lists of our
draft. Tennessee talking horses.
Of our drafts up on Facebook where you can vote for your favorite of our lists by using the corresponding emoji. And whoever wins, they don't get a prize. But now we get to move on to my favorite
part. Horse race.
My favorite part of every single episode. This is what we like to call our laughing on the sidelines shitty situation of the week. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is our laughing on the sidelines shitty situation of the week, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos.
That's right, Scotty. On the morning of October 24th, 1960, at the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan, the Soviets were preparing for a test launch of their new R-16 ICBM.
Oh, yeah. Incontrollable bowel movement?
That's right. It was going to be going on the next day, so workers were out there preparing the rocket and the launch pad for the next morning's launch. When they plugged in one of the electrical umbilicals, a short circuit in the main sequencer caused the second stage to fire right into the first stage, which was full of fuel, and explode the whole fucking thing. Now, the Soviets were very secretive about everything that they did, so nobody knows exactly how many people were out there. But there were as many as 300 workers on there, and every one of them was killed, including the chief of artillery, Ivan Nedelin, which this is now forever known as the Nedelin event. And now your child can recreate the wonders of this moment using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos, resume the countdown.
How would you even put those together? What, did you just fucking throw them?
You don't have to. It's really fucking easy. You just...
on the floor.
Throw shit around. Yeah, yeah, get you some gasoline and throw them on there too.
Okay.
Because that was one of the things about it. It was so much fuel and such a quick explosion, and that it sucked all the oxygen out of the air. It rained unburned rocket fuel for like the next day.
Oh, shit. That sucks. That's a bad way to go.
It's pretty fucking quick. I mean, it all went at once.
Yeah, well, okay then.
Supposedly there's video of it somewhere, but I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. This week's shitty situation is... what is it, Jeremy? No?
I was busy with this rocket explosion.
Oh, Derek?
I was busy with my fucked up thing.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So, would you rather?
You heard what my pen does?
Don't do it. That's the shittiest situation of all. You dick. Would you rather every time you go into a public restroom to go to the bathroom, you have to drop your pants all the way down to your ankles in the public urinal? Or
so piss bare ass.
Yeah, you have to piss bare ass, basically. Or would you rather, what was the other one? I don't remember the other one.
Racist Tourette's.
Oh, that's right. Or would you rather have racist Tourette's syndrome?
Are you going with me first?
Sure.
All right. I would rather pee bare assed. I'll be very honest with you. One of those things will get you killed. The other will just get you a lot of funny looks.
You can wear a t-shirt that says I have a condition.
Sure you can. And that condition will soon be death. But no, if nothing else, just the friggin', you know, snowflakes in the world will come after your ass.
Sure.
You can only fight so many off at a time. If you have the racial Tourette's, whereas if you're somebody who's has to pee bare-assed at a urinal, you'll be a protected class. Nobody will actually be allowed to say anything because you'll get canceled.
Right. I'm taking piss and bare-ass, too. 100%.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're the most racist guy I know, and you're going piss and bare-ass. Shit.
God damn you both.
Especially when you're drunk like you always are.
I know.
Wow.
He's in there fucking talking about how his wife, the only thing that stinks worse than his wife's shit are insert slur here.
Oh, God.
And that's what he would do.
Thanks, buddy. But no, I think that, you will get murdered if you have racial Tourette's. And I want to live.
Polish smell worse than my wrist.
Yeah, anything. But if anything, just, you know, wear like a helmet and act like you're handicapped. Maybe you'll get a pogo stick out of it, too.
What are you talking about?
When you go to the bathroom bare-assed.
Yeah.
Just act like you're handicapped.
Somebody might act like you.
Yeah. Somebody might give me a pogo stick, though.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's a win-win situation right there. Derek?
You know, just to be different, I'm going to go with the racial Tourette's.
Oh, my God.
I could move to West Virginia. Nobody'd notice. Nobody would even notice. But they're going to notice my bare ass at the urinal.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you might get penetrated. Not getting penetrated, yelling a bunch of racial slurs in West Virginia, you're not. You know what you get? You get a run for governor.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you won't get penetrated in West Virginia unless you get a canoe.
There's a few other states you could move into. Yeah. Lots of trailer courts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even a couple of HOAs.
In fact, to qualify for the loan on a trailer house, you have to show them your racial Tourette.
Right. Ah, boy. Anyways, well, that's all I got for today, guys.
Just one question. Do you put the hard R on the end?
Yes.
All right.
For the longest time, I thought, this is a true story, and I don't mean anything bad about this, but for the longest
time. Oh, this is going to get, here it comes.
Here it comes. For the longest time,
I'm going to take off, guys.
one of my favorite sports to watch is UFC, and there was a Polish guy that was fighting, and they asked me, they said, who are you rooting for? And I said, the Polak, thinking that's actually what they were called and didn't know any better. And I was stared at very stringently for a very long amount of time because I had no idea that was a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. So,
as a little kid, those were the first bad jokes that we learned.
Yeah,
and I was nobody explained what that was to me. So I was just always under the impression that a Polak was just some kind of dumb mythical creature. I pictured like something out of like that was neighbors with the Berenstain Bears or something.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't for another 5-6 years that I found out that it was a term for somebody from Poland or of Polish descent. And then it was probably another 5 years before I found out that it's not a good term for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm 20-something before I totally not to tell those in public. I still tell them.
I was 28. And I'm with you. I thought they were like
you just had to fucking one-up me, didn't you?
Sorry.
You son of a bitch.
I thought it was like the same thing as that troll that was trip-trapping across or going across the bridge. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay.
Billy Goat's Gruff.
Billy Goat's Gruff. Thank you. Yeah. But anyways, that's all I got for this week. Anybody got any shows coming up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What you got?
Thursday, Vorshay's Lounge.
All right.
I believe it starts at 9:30.
Holy
so
shit.
So it's a little bit of a late one.
It is a late one.
Are but, you going to call me on Wednesday to fucking open up for you? Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding.
No. You good. Open up for me plenty, Jeremy.
Yeah, I have.
Right at the urinal.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's the thing. If I'm pissing bear ass, I'm spreading them.
Good grief.
Oh, jeez. Man, you are going to be invited to the restaurant JP works at from now on.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk like that. They're still gay on your microphone.
That and ball toner.
You were talking about the Polak thing. I remember when I was a kid, and we told gay jokes and shit. I was 13. You know what I mean? It was different back then. And I remember I was telling my mom some. They were stupid. It was like, I remember the jokes. It was, what do you call a gay guy on a wall? Art. Which makes no sense.
No sense.
And then this one kind of does, and it's kind of funny, but it doesn't make any sense why it has to be a gay dude. But it was like, what do you call a gay guy hiding in the bushes? Russell. Which I would just make that, I would make that a naked dude hiding in the bushes, really.
Yeah.
At this point.
He doesn't have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Why do you have to have that? So I remember my mom had a friend over, and I'd heard these jokes, and I just thought they were so funny when I was like 12 or 13 years old. And so I run up and I'm telling her and her friend upstairs, I'm like, isn't it funny? And my mom was and made a very valid point. Why do they have to be gay? Why can't they just, what do you just call a guy hiding in the bush? I was like, no, mom, no, that's how it goes. And then I found out like a year later that her friend was a gay dude. Oh. So I'm up here telling a gay dude gay jokes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to go, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You should put that in your skit on Thursday.
Yeah, I should do that. Should totally do that. You know what the guy's
close
name was,
with
by
it.
The
open
way?
Open and close with it.
You know what the guy's name was?
Russell.
Glenn.
Oh, okay.
True story.
Yes. That's awesome.
That all guy right. That guy in the bushes, Russell. That that wasn't Bill Cosby's brother, was it?
No.
All right, guys. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you guys so much for helping us grow the show. I know we have a lot more listeners every episode. Thanks to you guys sharing our clips on TikTok and also liking and commenting. We really do appreciate that. So keep up the good work. And like we always say, if you like us, do us a favor and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
we hope the glory hole gives you splinters.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys.
Right now, guys, Endless Shrimp are back at Red Lobster.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah. Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see you later. Take care.